Drinking water gets plenty of attention when it's suddenly not available. Puerto Rico is in the news as it struggles to restore clean drinking water in the wake of Hurricane Maria, and officials from Flint, Michigan are still facing legal backlash after the lead poisoning incident in 2016. When there's no crisis, however, it can be easy to forget about water. That's what Professor Greta Gard from the University of River Falls Sustainability Faculty Fellows is hoping to change with the interactive art installation called The Water Bar.
And so Water Bar gives each customer a flight of three different samples of water. And people are invited to taste the water and describe how it tastes to them, to actually pay attention to the taste of water, which we've sort of assumed tastes like nothing.
Lee Owen has been a resident of River Falls for 45 years, and she voices concern about the effects that urban expansion will have on River Falls drinking water. She's particularly concerned about the excessive amount of fertilizer that her neighbors spray on their lawns.
Everybody's got this perfection of lawn thing that's been encouraged with advertising, so I think they overdo chemicals on that.
However, the River Falls Annual Water Quality Report from 2016 shows that the municipal water drawn from underground aquifers is relatively clean. Using the example of nitrates, which are usually the result of fertilizer runoff and which are potentially harmful in high enough quantities, River Falls municipal water tests at between 0.02 and 0.05 parts per million. That's well below the 10 parts per million cutoff point at which it's considered harmful. For Falcon News, I'm Sophia Cook.